Shalom of Rachel Bez Hashem, continuing Simon Chafei Yisif Yud Beis in Hilchus Tfilin. We'll be discussing if you take off the tefillin and put them back on numerous times, you make a new bracha every time you put on the tefillin. Also, what happens if your tefillin move out of the right location on your head or on your arm, and when you put them back in the right spot, do you have to make a new bracha? Because maybe it's like you took off your tefillin. Says the Mechaber, im meniach tefillin kampon v'yoyim, if you put on tefillin a few times, numerous times throughout the day, sarich levarich aleim b'chol pam, you have to make a new bracha. Each time you put on the tefillin, the mechaber paskins, you have to make a new bracha. Nishmetum mekayimam. If the tefillin moved out from the correct location where they belong on your arm or on your head, memashish bam ulachzirim lemekayimam tzarich levarich, and you feel them, you move them to put them back on the right place, you have to make a new bracha, says the mechaber. In that case, as well, when you put them back in the right spot, hagah. If you put back one of them, you make the bracha, as we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem and Simcha Vav, that you make the bracha for only wearing one of the tefillin. So we'll discuss that in Mitzvah Shem, as opposed to making two brachas like Minog Ashkenaz. You move them out of the right place where they belong, with intention to put them back immediately. Tzarech levarech. The Mechaber says again, you have to make a new bracha. However, the Rama says here, v'yeshayimim, shaloi levarech, v'achi nogu k'vayin izbay lel simon chesif yedalad. The Rama says, no, our minig by Bnei Ashkenaz is not to make a new bracha, and that is the minig as we discussed earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis. Before we continue with the Mechaber, let's continue now with the Mishmar Sif Kot Mem Gimel. The Mechaber said that if you put on tefillin numerous times throughout the day, to make a new bracha each time you put on tefillin. Sifkot mem gimel, afilu im kishesilkon ha'yedaito lechzirim tekef, even when you took off the tefillin, your intention was to put them back on right away. Va'afilu im loy shino mekayim klal bin time, and even if you did not change your location after you took off the tefillin and you put them back on, because we had discussed earlier that shino makom by tefillin, changing your location, could warrant a new bracha. Nonetheless, even if you did not do that, the Mechaber says you're still making the bracha because you're putting on the tefillin anew. The Ramah, Mitzamach Polagal, as we just read the Ramah, he disagrees with the Mechaber that one would not make the bracha. He says further, if a person, when he, at the time of the bracha, his intention was, he's going to take it off and put it back on, so in this case, based on the discussion by Hilchos Talis Tzitzis as well, that the Magen Avraham will say, if when you made the bracha, Mishas bracha, you're going to take them off and put them back on, so the Magen Avraham will say, you do not make a new bracha in that case. Sif Kotin Mem Dalid, the Mechaber said, Nishmitu, if the tefillin moved from the correct spot, cause of shloh. Now, there's a very important shloh kodesh. Mechaber is saying what? Mechaber says that the tefillin moved out of the correct spot, you put him back, you have to make a new bracha. The shloh kodesh is going to tell us, it depends. If in the middle of davening, your tefillin move from the right spot, and then you fix them, you don't have to make a new bracha, says the shloh kodesh. Why not? Because you were not mesir das from the tefillin. You're in the middle of davening, you know you want to wear your tefillin, you want mesir das from the midst of the tefillin. But he's going to tell us that sometimes people wear the tefillin after davening, they're learning, which is brought down also, is encouraged to do. In that case, if the tefillin moved out of the right spot, then they're not focusing on the midst of tefillin. In that case, then the Shloch Kodesh will say, like the Mechaber, then there's room to say, to make a new bracha, when you put the tefillin back in the right spot, because you're not in the middle of davening. Let's see the words inside. Kosa Shloch. This, that we don't have the minig of making a new bracha when the tefillin move from the right spot. Because at the time of davening, you don't take your mind off the mitzvah of tefillin, and it's as if they move to the right spot, it's as if you took them off with intention of putting them back on the right away. The Pasuk HaGol, the Ramah passing in such a scenario when you take off your tefillin to put them back on, b'samach, Pasuk HaGol b'samach, dein lachz levarich. In such a case, you don't go back making the bracha. When your intention is to put it back on right away, Therefore, says the Shlach Kodesh, those people wear tefillin until Chatzos. They already finished davening. If the tefillin moved from the right spot and they put the tefillin back in the right spot, then it's appropriate, says the Shlach Kodesh, to make a new bracha. Because it's not during davening, so where the understanding is that they were mesir dash in the midst of tefillin. V'chayodim kozav da'av b'shas tefillah. Chayodim says, even during davening, if a person would make a new bracha, he doesn't lose out, it's not doing anything wrong. Mikomokom near the lemaid bebrachas odif, the Mishru says, yes, the Chayodim says you don't lose out by making a bracha, but the Mishru says, the lemaid bebrachas odif, to make less brachas is even better. Siv Kotin Memhei, the Mechaber said that the tefillin moved in the right spot. The Afka Kulon Ayruban. This whole discussion of whether or not you're making the bracha, it's only if the whole entire tefillin moved in the right spot, or the majority of the tefillin moved in the right spot. Afka Miktsasun, but if only the tefillin moved a little, let's say it's not centered in between your eyes, or it's a little off the right spot by the Shalyad, just a little, after Tzorich Lachzir Na Mekoimon, even though of course a person should put the tefillin back in the right spot, Ein Tzorich Lachz Lavarach, you don't have to go back and making the bracha. The Ramah says in Siv Kotin Mem Vav, the Ramah, rather than Mechaber, says, if you move the tefillin with intention to put him back right away, Mechaber will say again, since you move them out of the right spot, it's as if you took them off totally. Siv Kotin Mem Zayin, but the Ramah says, no, that's not how B'nai Ashkenaz Paskin, and he says, we don't make the bracha. Shloi Levarach, Kevon, the Hezizan al Das Lachzer, since you move them with intention to put them back right away, so you won't make the bracha. Mashenkin, be Nishmetu Me'atzman, as opposed to if it's Nishmetu Me'atzman, if they moved by themselves, Amrina de Tekev, she Nishmat, Azaleya Mitzvah. As soon as they moved, so now you lost the Mitzvah. Lahachi Shosuk Le Harav La Mechaber Sham. That's why the Ramah agrees to the Mechaber over there, because he's agreeing to that din that if the tefillin move, then you would have to make a new bracha, because you didn't move them, but they moved by themselves. V'dawei the wadin im hesirim legamei adati lahachzir miyad. If you took them off totally, adaito lahachzir miyad with intention to put them back right away. Polik Shnami Yishayim. The Ramah also disagrees on this with the Mechaber of Afilu, im shinu mekoymai bintayim, and even if you change locations, the Rama will say you do not make a bracha. And this is how the Achorim Paskin as well, that you would not make a new bracha. Ein levarich, you don't make a bracha. V'im loy hoyo bedait lachzir miyad, rak lachas man. What happens if your intention to put the tefillin back after a certain time period, but not right away? Afilu im achar kach lovshan tekev, even if you put him back right away. So in other words, your intention is not to put him back right away, but you ended up putting him back right away. Tekef, or your intention was to put him back right away. When this case, your intention was to put the tefillin back right away. Then afterwards, you got busy and distracted, and you were mesiach das, you took your mind off the mitzvah tefillin for some time. So now it's like putting on tefillin anew. If you put it on tefillin for the first time again, so then you'd have to do what? You have to make him the bracha. So too, if you took off the tefillin to go into the bathroom, everyone will agree that you have to make a new bracha after you come out of the bathroom to put on the tefillin. Because as we'll see in Siman Samechei, that now, since you're not supposed to go in the tefillin, in the bathroom with the tefillin on, so the mitzvah that you originally did is finished. Now you have a new mitzvah, put it on the tefillin, so you have to make a new bracha. Kosev chayodom, do adin kishachaylet tzarech lafiach, kevin the os lafiach behen tzarech lach lavarach. So too, if you take off the tefillin, because a person has to pass gas, which is discussed in Siman Ayin Tes, which we learn in the Halichas Oidim Mishnah Berurah, we just gave sharing that last night actually, that a person is taking off his tefillin because he wants to make sure he is an oz. It's also to wear tefillin when the person has to pass gas. So he takes off the tefillin in order to pass gas. Then he's saying also here that when you put him back on, sarich lachzer olavarich. Siv katin mem ches. We go back now to the top of the page and the Chabri says, mishmenich tefillin shel yad uberich. Person puts on tefillin shel yad, and he makes a bracha. Ovetchilus ahiduk, in the beginning when he is placing the tefillin shel yad on his arm, nisak ha-kesher shel yad v'chutzruch lasas kesher acher. The kesher shel yad, it rips. And he has to make a new kesher. V'chutzruch lasas kesher acher. Omnam lo yisir daitoi. But he didn't take his mind off the mitzvah tefillin. So picture the scene, and this actually happened not to me personally, but someone else came over to me, and I saw he ripped his kesher, shel yad. If you can make a new kesher, and you're also, you're still involved with the mitzvah tefillin, you don't make a new bracha. You don't go back and make a new bracha. Says the Mishmur Sefkad Memches, who adin betfilin shel roish, so too, din ahachi, the same halachas by tefillin shel roish, that if the kesher, the ritzua, broke, ripped, and you make a new one, you don't make a new bracha. Loisich dait, this is a Kadman test on the next page. Afilu imsach bein taim letzarech inyan. And even if a person spoke in between when he was making the tefillin, the new kesher, ain't a hefsek b'dievet, b'dievet is not called a hefsek, and you would not make a new bracha. Sif katan nun, ain't a tzarech lachs levarach, you don't make a new bracha. They came into lein asa dai misos hanacha, since he didn't do the hanacha yet, nimsa, loichola alav habracha, loichola adayin habracha al shemitzvah. The bracha didn't go on any mitzvah. Vasiyas hakesher in a masik, and making of the kesher. I mean, it might take you a few minutes. The making of the kesher is not called a hefsik. Why? Kevin should be in a mitzvah because it's a chilek of the mitzvah. Al kein choyel habracha al hanocha shniya, and therefore, the bracha you made on the first time you want to place on the tefillin, it is going on the second placement of the tefillin, and it's not called the hefsek. From this case, we can learn out to a person who has tefillin without a kesher. From Beirich, and he made a bracha of Asa Kesher and Yech. Makes a bracha, puts on the kesher, puts on the tefillin, but the b'dieved shaper oilulay a bracha she'asa. So once again, the case was a person made that he made a bracha and he didn't have a kesher. Let's read the words again. Mizei yesh lumad b'misha yesh b'yodet tefillin b'li kesher. It's tefillin without a kesher. It's not the common case we have. But I will tell you, I had a friend of mine who also had a similar case. He woke up late once. He was in high school and he missed the bus. Or he was going to miss the bus, whatever the case was exactly. He davened at home. And he asks his mother to put away his tefillin. He comes the next day to put on his tefillin, and there's no kesher shel roish. There's no kesher. So afterwards, he got back to his house. He asks his mother, "What happened to my tefillin?" So she said, "I saw there was a knot in your tefillin, so I untied it." So imagine the person doesn't realize he makes the bracha, and is pashut. There's no kesher. So that's the case we're discussing here. Mizei yish lilmoy b'misha yish b'yodei tefillin b'li kesher, beruch v'asa kesher v'nyech, he makes a bracha, then he makes the kesher, puts on the tefillin, the b'dievet shapra oilulay ha-bracha she'asa, b'dievet the bracha goes on the tefillin that he made the bracha on, even though he made the kesher afterwards, da'asi is a kesher ein a hefsek, making the kesher is not a hefsek. Imagine divrei Shulchan Aruch di ma'achar shehidik ha-tefillin al-zroyu, that if after he tied the tefillin on his arm. Nifsak ha-kesher. Now, this case is different. In this case, he has a kesher. He makes a bracha. And nifsak ha-kesher. The kesher rips. Tzarech lach selvarech has to go back and make a new bracha. Why? Why is this case different? Tikvar nigmar ma'isa mitzvah. V'avalei ki nishmetu me'mekayim tzarech levarech kishemachzirim. Because like this case, when he makes the bracha, he has the kesher, everything's good, and then afterwards, it rips. So now, ozdalaya mitzvah, the mitzvah's gone. Therefore, it's just like the tefillin moving out of the right spot, or taking off the tefillin, which we learned in the beginning of the halachas, if you'd beis, that you'd have to make a new bracha. V'achoynim cholku al zeh v'kosu. V'achoynim disagree. The cave in the birchus lohaniach sheberich koidim hanochas shel yad, since the bracha that he made of lohaniach before he put in the shel yad, koy gamal tefillin shel roish also goes on the tefillin shel roish, as we discussed, even according to Minhag Ashkenaz, who will be making a brach of al mitzvahs tefillin, but we should have in mind that the brach of lohaniach also goes on tefillin shel roish. Im Kain, calls man shall nich tefillin shel roish, adayin osu b'mitzvah hashayich lo'isa bracha. So if you didn't put on the tefillin shel roish, you're still involved with that mitzvah. And therefore, you would not make a new bracha. So in the case where a person makes a bracha, the tefillin shel yad, he puts on the tefillin shel yad, and before he puts on the tefillin shel roish, the kesher rips. So the second opinion is saying, you don't have to make a new bracha, because you're still osuk in the mitzvah, you're still involved with the mitzvah. Just like a case where behoter a kesher shel yad, if you untied, if the kesher of the hand untied before you put in the shel roish, shulchan aruch paskins that you do not go back and make a new bracha. Who I didn't so to who dinami im nisak a kesher gamkein ain a sarich lachs avarich. In the case you made the bracha, the kesher ripped before you put in shel roish, you do not have to make a new bracha. If im nisak a kesher shel roish oishal yad laachas shekvar hiniach hashel roish vidkoi. Now this is the last case he's discussing here, where you put on the shel yad, you make the bracha, you put on the shel roish, you make the bracha. You go start davening, and all of a sudden, your keshel shel yad rips. In nisak a keshel shel roish, or the keshel shel yad, after you finish the shel roish, putting it on, sarich lachzor levarich, you have to go back and make a new bracha, because oz de la mitzvah, because the mitzvah is, the original mitzvah is gone from you. Now, although this is not a common occurrence, like I told you, this did happen to somebody I know, and you should check your tefillin every once in a while to make sure that the ritzuas are not stretching to the point, especially by the makom hakesher where you wrapped the ritzua around your arm. Make sure that it's not stretched out too much, and you don't want this to happen. Not common, but it could happen. Now, what happens if no one's there to make you in that new kesher, which is not something everyone knows? You have to take different tefillin. Everyone will agree, you have to go back and make a new bracha. The dummy loha, the simin reishvav is sifvav. Because then it's like the case of in simin reishvav sifvav, where a person had a fruit, a pri, and he made a bracha on the fruit. And before he, let's say, put the fruit in his mouth, take a bite, somebody accidentally banged his shoulder, he dropped the fruit, goes down the sewer, or it's inedible. When he takes a new fruit, he has to make a new bracha. So too over here, he would also have to make a new bracha as well. Sif katin nun aleph. Back on the top of the page, the Mechaber says, Im hutter shel yad, koidim hanochas shel rish. Im hutter shel yad, if the kesher of the yad untied, like kosher matir is the untied, if the kesher of the yad untied before you put in the shel rish, mahadkan, you retie it, then sarich lachzor levarich. You don't have to go back and make a new bracha on the shel yad. You don't make a new bracha on the shel yad. Siv kodnun aleph hutera kesher, the kesher untied. V'wad din im nishmetu mimkayim. So too, if it moved from its proper location. Mashikosav heniach shel roish. This that he says, that you put on your shel roish or tzolaima shehitkay. Putting on the shel roish means that it's resting tightly on your head. Do ikir mitzvos hanach. He's explaining to us what does it mean to put on your tefillin shel roish. It means that it's resting tightly on your head. Furthermore, aval im heniach shel roish. But if you put in the shel roish, va'achakach hutur shel yad, and afterwards your tefillin shel yad got loose. And this happens sometimes. It happens to bar mitzvah bachim. Happens to any. Could happen to anybody. And your tefillin shel yad become loose. Mahadik umavarech. When you retie the shel yad, says the mechaber, you have to make a new bracha. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Davalei k'nishmetu m'mekayim. It's just like the tefillin that moved totally from the correct location. M'kein, v'chein im hutur ha'shel roish, la'achar hidukoi tzarech lachzor levarech k'shem hadkoi al roishoi. So too, if the tefillin shel roish, let's say a person had a lot of hair, like we discussed in Simchav Zayin, the person has a lot of hair, it doesn't rest well. So it's sitting down well, tightly, all of a sudden it pops up. It's hutter hashal roish lacha hidukoi tzorech las levarich kishemahadkoi al roish. You have to make a new bracha when you put it back in your head. Now, according to what we said earlier in the previous page in Sif Katan Mem Dalet, the name of the Shlach Kodesh, Ein levarach im hutar atfilin bezman atfilu uchal gavne. Person should not make a new bracha if the tefillin moved from the correct location while he's still in the middle of davening, because we said he is not mesich das in the mitzvah tefillin. Continues the mechaber. Mutter levarich al tefillin sheulin. You are permitted to make a bracha on tefillin sheulin, on borrowed tefillin. V'loy al gezulin, but not on gezulim, not on tefillin that were stolen. Says the Mishnah Rura, Siv Kotten and Gimel. Now, just to remind everybody that we discussed by the mitzvah tzitzis, you have to, similar to dalaminim, you have to own your talis. So the shul talis is like you own it as well. Then you can make a bracha on it. So here, by tefillin, we say it's not an issue. There's no specific mitzvah that you have to own the tefillin. V'afilu b'shoyel, shlemi das is mutter. Even if you borrow without permission, you take someone's tefillin without permission, it's still permissible. You're allowed to do so. It's not called stealing. Why? D'nichle le'inish lemi evad mitzvah b'mayne. We had this principle earlier. A person is okay for someone else to use his mitzvah item with his money, meaning for someone to take my tefillin, which I spend money on, it costs money, I'm okay with this because I'm happy that someone else is doing the mitzvah. Actually, kaplem kabrishin avali tziyim im koymai harishin. Similar to what we said earlier in the simen yudal b'hichol tzitzis, that you have to be careful to make sure you wrap it up, the tefillin back in the same way you found them. And also, you cannot take them out of the location of the shul, of wherever the tefillin are, without permission. However, tefillin gezulim, when there's not mutar levarach al tefillin shulin, but not on stolen tefillin. The havalei mitzvah b'aveiru afilu acher yiyush afilu b'diyev, because it's considered to be a mitzvah which is done through an aveira, even after yiyush, even b'diyev, like kiyum mitzvah tefillin, a person not fulfilling mitzvah tefillin. However, imachar at tefillin la'acher yiyush la'acher. If Reuven sold the tefillin after yiyush to Shimon, says the Magen Avraham by the Hilcha Alachas of Dalaminim, as well as the Machzor Shekel and Siman Tov Reish Mem Tez, the Yuchel Hashin Levarach, the second person Shimon can make a bracha. Why? The Lididei have a yiyush v'shin reshus, because for him it was yiyush and shin reshus. Chayin Taz v'agro b'siman zeh kosu b'hedyu. However, the Taz and the Gro right in the Siman. Simon Chav Hei, the Bechol Gavni is also Levarach, and all scenarios is also to make a bracha on the tefillin even after Reuven sold it to Shimon. After Le'inin Lotzes Bahem Mashim the Medivri Agro, the Yoitz, but even though in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the girl will be masking, the girl will say, yes, you're Yoitz in the mitzvah. However, Ach Le'inin HaBracha is also Mikol Mokoi Mishum Baitzei Be'erach Niyetz Hashem. Because the pasuk in Tehillim, a person who steals is and makes a bracha, he's blasphemizing Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is blasphemy. The idea likichosa yotza gezela mishus abaydon, that through his stealing it, through his taking it without permission, that's how the tefillin left the owner's house. Ach mishalokach miasheni azeh, but a person who takes it from the second person near the yuchel levarich, he can make a bracha, as is discussed in the Sefer Demesik Eliezer in Siman Yir Aleph. Ayin Shom. So over here in Sif Yud Beis, we discussed Mechaber's opinion that tefillin moved from the right place, you'd have to make a new bracha. The Ramah said that that's not our minhag. The Shlach Kodesh says that if it's middle of davening, you're not Mesiach Das, then you would not have to make a new bracha. If it's after davening, let's hope some people learn that with the tefillin after davening and they fix in the right spot, so the person Mestama is Mesiach Das, says the Shlach Kodesh, in that case, you would make a new bracha. And then we discussed different scenarios of a person whose tefillin they ripped when they were putting him on, as to whether or not you have to make a new bracha, or you're still involved with the mitzvah, and therefore you would not have to make a new bracha.